I've read a lot of the coming of the Mashiach. Some things contradict, like that the Mashiach won't know he is the Mashiach till Hashem tells him. And then another place it says that he volunteers the job to take up the suffering of Bnei Israel because of his love to his nation of not seeing one Jew suffering. Someone with that knowledge doesn't know he is the chosen one. Even before Avram, our father, knew he will be our father. He knew there is one God. And also, what does it mean that the King David prayed for the Mashiach to have a life? And also, I read that King David was supposed to be a miscarriage, but because Adam gave him 70 years of his life, so he'll be the Mashiach, supposed to be a miscarriage, but years of life were donated to him. Can the Mashiach come after the Jewish year at 6,000? Anonymous from New York. The Rambam says, basically, that all of these details no one can possibly know before they actually happen. There is no Mesorah to the Chachamim, nor were the Nevi'im given details, and therefore I don't know the details either. And all of these things, the Rambam says, one should not make a mainstay of his learning. You shouldn't be concerned about these things. Believe Mashiach is going to come. Live your life in anticipation that when Mashiach comes, you'll have a life that is totally immersed in Torah, and try to have a life like that as much as you can before Mashiach comes. That's what's the main thing of believing Mashiach can come at any time. The year 6,000, some say that doesn't mean literally, it's not 6,000 years, but different spiritual time periods or dimensions. And the Rambam says that that opinion is a minority opinion. Most certainly Mashiach can come anytime, and if he doesn't come before the year 6,000, he definitely will come at some other time. Mashiach can come at any time, and when he comes, he will explain to us all these contradictions and all these details and so on.